What's up, my friends? It is Matt Prince here, the five-dimensional strength coach. This is the Matt Prince podcast. Welcome back for another episode. Today's topic is this, my black thumb. All right, so I was all fired up, ready to go. I planned out my goals. I told people what I'm doing this year. I'm going to compete in jiu-jitsu. I'm going to get after it. We're going to train hard. We're going to just smash everything, right? It's going to be a great year. 2019 is my year. And went through this whole game of getting back into training, doing a double session on day one, like as soon as the gym opened, as soon as me BJJ gym opened. I've been doing the strength, I've been doing the running, I've been doing everything right, like I'm in shape, I'm feeling good. So I go back on the Wednesday, session number one's at 10:30. I had the day off, so I was on holidays. Session one's 10:30, so I'm like, all right, cool, go in there. I do me thing, I roll, I'm training, I'm practicing, I'm doing all the things right. Then I come in and it's... come into the night class. I decided to do a double session for the day, and it's the night class, and basically there was a bunch of savages there. Like, it was awesome. The mat was just packed full of the guys that I love training with, right? A lot of mates, a lot of guys. There's like brown belts on the mat, purple belts on the mat, blue belts, white belts, like every single color except black was on the mat this night, and we're all going for it, right? The coach Jack, like he was coaching Far Jack, me boy, he was coaching this night for Heath instead, and he basically recognized the amount of, I suppose, energy that was on the mat. And he showed us a few techniques. He showed us a couple of arm bars and taught us a few things in wrestling. And then he's like, all right, guys, we're just going to roll. Like, it's such a good night. It's hot. There's a lot of people here. We're going to have a good roll. And then we got straight into it. Like, I paired up with Benny. He's fucking savage. And I got to have a really hard, good roll with him. And then I was with another one of me boys, Dre, and we were having a crack and we're going after it. And then what happened is I got my thumb caught in his gi, basically, or on his gi. So it was on his leg, and as he kicked his leg and pulled my hand, my thumb sort of got caught in between and bent back. Now, it's fucked. Like, that night I was like, oh, shit, like I'm all icing it up. It's really, really sore. I knew I'd done some damage. I've done some damage to a thumb before when I used to play football. And it's an absolute shitstorm when your thumb's sore because you can't use it. Like, there's a reason why we're the superior human, like we're the superior beings and the superior species is because we have two thumbs. We can use our thumbs for things where other animals, it's really, really difficult to not have a thumb. And anyway, so I knew I was in pain. I knew it was going down. So I'm icing it up, got home, iced it up. I'm whinging a tail, trying to get sympathy off everyone as I do. And essentially, the next day, like, it just blew up. It was huge. It started to really, really hurt, and it was all fat and swollen and starting to get, you know, you were starting to get evident that it was, you know, not good. It wasn't just like a bit of a tweak. Then the next day, yesterday, I went down to the beach and we were chilling out, and I kept icing it, and I'm like getting a Slurpee on the way home, putting that on it and icing it. And, you know, it was okay. It started to feel a little bit better. So it's still really sore. I still can't move it, and it was still really swollen, but got into the gym and I had a crack. I was like, fuck it, I'm not going to keep being a miserable sorry sob and just feel sorry for myself. I'm going to go in and train. So I went in and did a heap of box squats, wide stance box squats, heap of hip work, heap of core work, heap of hamstring work. Like, I got after it. I did some jumps in there, did a good solid full lower body session, and I felt really good after it. Went for a walk with Tal after it. We kept chilling out, just hanging out together, and it was awesome, right? Come today, Saturday, it wakes up, the swelling has gone down a lot, but it's black as hell. It is black and blue, and it's my whole, like, half of my palm where your sort of thumb's in there, it's completely black. Like, it's looking very it's going to keep getting worse as well in terms of the bruising, but it's good the bruising's coming out. I'm happy about that. There's a bit of bruising in my knuckle, still can't move it very well or at all, so I'm still walking around like sort of how all the other animals walk around with, using their like flipper hands. But I'm pretty positive about it coming better. And now it's going to take me a while to get back to jiu-jitsu. I still want to compete. I'm not going to give up on my goals after day one of just getting a fucking sore thumb. Like, that's not going to happen. And I was chatting to one of my boys at the cafe before, Maddie, and I said to him, he goes, what, you know, you're going to be rolling, no jits for you, what are you doing? I said, I plan on strapping my arm to my body. That's maybe what I'll do. I'll see how I go, but I reckon I can train one arm for a while, and I'm going to keep doing my strength training that I can do. Like, you know, it's just one thumb, so there'll be stuff I can do with my fingers, there'll be stuff I can do with the rest of my body. My other arm's all good, so I can do some single arm work. Like, there's a heap of shit that I'll be able to do. I'll be able to work, right? I'll be able to train. And I'm not not afraid of doing that hard work. So it's just really interesting. What it got me thinking, and the reason I want to shoot this podcast, is there's that many times when in the past I have had an injury and I've just been frustrated, going to like this binge eating mode. And I know a lot of people do this. A lot of people get injured and they sit down, they're miserable, they give up on their dreams, their goals, and they turn into a completely different person because they've had a little setback. Now, my question for you today is a very, very simple one. Where in your world, across your body, in your mind, in your relationships, in your business, in your job, your career, your finances, in your fun, like just across your whole world in the five dimensions, where in your life are you quitting because of a tiny little setback? Or are you sitting back and being, you know, a sorry sob and feeling sorry for yourself because of a tiny little setback, right? What is your thumb story across the board? Part two to this, guys. What is the one action that you can take today to start shifting yourself out of that feel sorry for me mode and start to move back towards those dreams, those targets, those missions, those goals that you're hunting? All right, guys. That's all I've got for you today. Very short, very simple. I hope that helps out in some way. If it does, please share it up with somebody who needs to hear it. Somebody who's stuck in a rut, get them out of it. Beyond that, guys, all I need to do from you, all I ask for you guys, if you have any questions, please hit me up. If you need any, if you've got any topic ideas for me, please hit me up. I'm more than happy to help out, and that's why I'm here. That's what I want to do. So I'll talk to you all shortly. Have a great day. Bye.